Sonoma County has been fertile ground for the Occupy movement, with local groups coalescing in Santa Rosa, Petaluma, Healdsburg, Sebastopol, and other areas, each with their own ideas and actions. But the leaderless nature of this open-source movement has not always served its participants well, observes Larry Robinson. So he and other Occupy advocates in Sebastopol have begun holding monthly town hall meetings to facilitate some long-view thinking about it.
A number of us wanted to make sure that the movement was not focused just on camping, that it expanded to welcome and include the larger community. I enlisted several other people to help put on our first town hall meeting in December. Specifically to invite people to discuss a couple of questions. What is it about Occupy that's stirring in you, and where do we go from here? What's next?
Their third gathering will be held tonight. Robinson says it has been deliberately structured as an opportunity for all the Occupy factions in the area to get together and share ideas.
We're inviting the different Occupy groups from around Sonoma County to come and give a report out on what they've done, kind of a sharing of information. And there's a couple of working groups, one group that's working on solutions to foreclosures, another is working on creating a community-based Occupy newspaper. So we'll have those report outs, and then we're going to have a panel and follow-up discussion in small groups on the issue of corporate personhood and what we as disenfranchised citizens can do about this.
Ben Bronner, who's been active with Occupy Santa Rosa, applauds this collaborative outreach.
Within an Occupy encampment, there are usually working groups, and it's hard enough to get them to connect, much less across Occupy encampments. So to think of Petaluma and Sebastopol and Healdsburg and Santa Rosa all connecting as a county at these town hall events, I think, is really amazing.
The Sebastopol Methodist Church is hosting the monthly meetings as an extension of Pastor Judith Stone's aspirations for the societal impacts that Occupy's efforts could have.
The most important thing was hope, that we could do something about some of the economic injustices that I see in society.
But she still likes the tents, too.
For me, tents are really important because they're a tangible symbol that reminds us of the tremendous suffering of so many people who are now losing their homes.
Beyond encampments, says Larry Robinson, Occupy will have to find new tools and tactics to live up to its promise and the enormous expectations that come with that.
It's emerging out of our collective longing for a more just and equitable society. And it's going to be awkward and messy and confusing as it evolves.
The emerging Occupy Town Hall meetings, he says, are meant to serve as a container where that creative cultural ferment can proceed safely and productively. He's prepared to continue the meetings, he says, as long as necessary. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.